The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Heads up, it's a little weird on the visual if you're watching on YouTube, because everything looks fine on our end, but you might not see the whole picture, but hopefully the audio is okay. And we will try to repost another one that looks better, you know, to replace this later anyway, it's just odd. You might see the top of my head or something. Let me know in the chat what you are. If you can hear me, we're going to keep going because it's a great topic. And we're just going to go with the flow here. So I want to welcome everyone to the show. February is a weird one. We also are in the Mercury retrograde, of course. So, you know, all the communications and all the electronics that cattywampa. So I guess that's what we got going on. I don't know. It's interesting every week trying to do a live stream, right? Going to hit this extra backup camera too. There we go. Okay, so what are we talking about today? We're going to talk about angel insights. We're going to ask the angels about this energy flowing in that wants us to focus. I mean, Aquarius energy. We have the retrograde, all these planets in the sign of Aquarius, and all of this thought and all of these things we want to do. It's about focusing with abundance versus lack. Also on the harmony in your life, the balance of relationships and stability. That would be finances, relationship stability, things like that. It's having us take a crazy approach, and at the same time, look at everything at the same time with our lives. It's just time to get everything in balance. Remove things that aren't so great. Remove things that aren't working anymore. And yes, thank you so much, guys, for letting me know that everything looks okay. That's fantastic. Yay. It's just our preview window won't let me see what you're seeing. So I really needed your help today. So thank you guys for helping me out and giving me that feedback. All right, let's power on with what we have. Thank you, universe. Thank you, wonderful audience, for your patience. And now we want to talk about how do we align with the frequency of abundance? The frequency of abundance. Yes, 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 yes. Now, I gave you guys a link that's a free link to an abundance calendar that I put up on my website. You can still go get it. It's for the whole year. I know it's February. It's not too late, but I'm also working on something that will be really focusing on how we can get into this frequency of abundance. I have about 2 more days of work. I've been working really hard, but we had a little bit of stumbling block with a couple of things, but I was hoping to give that to you today, but in the next couple of days, that's my goal, is to get that out to you. So if you're on my newsletter, you're going to get heads up first, and then you'll know when that's available for you. So if you want to be on that newsletter, I send that out once a week. You may get an extra one this week so I can get it to you if I can get it sooner. I was really hoping to put that in yesterday, but I want us to be ready. I want these next 2 weeks in February, for those that want to join me in this, for us to get ready to get our thoughts and our alignment with abundance before the new cycle comes in. When's that new cycle? That new cycle is in March. The beginning of, in astrology, the beginning of a new year is with the lunar new moon that's coming up on the 12th. But I want you guys, That's February 12th, Lunar New Year in Chinese astrology. And this is the year of the ox. And guess what? It's all about abundance. It's all about manifesting. And it's all about all the things that we have lining up to help us. So it's like this smorgasbord of opportunities and energies are here to support us creating a new way of life. Well, I decided that with this new thing that I'm putting together for you, this new course, it's not going to be a huge one. It's a smaller one, but it's something that I wanted to bring with the beginning of the new year versus January 1st, because January and most of February is really an overlap of last year, which it's felt like we're overloaded and we're still wrapping and closing that out. This month can feel a bit particularly intense because of this energy, because it's really making us stop, look at it, review it, and do something about it. We have the energy to do something about it. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about all this different, how we can live harmoniously. I know. Yes. When we focus on abundance and we align with that frequency, we're not aligning with scarcity or lack. This is a law of attraction thing. I mean, if you're focusing on all that can go wrong, if you're focused on the lack or there's not enough, then you're not in the frequency of abundance. That's how that works. That's the way that the law of attraction lays out. So for a lot of us, we've been trained to, worry about everything that might not be there, and we've kind of been trained and we've grown up and we've been in a world where that's all we're thinking about is what might not have an opportunity to be there, what we may not have enough of. Oh gosh, if I don't grab it first, then there won't be enough to go around. We've seen that. We've seen that out there. If I don't go grab my, there won't be enough. It's like there's a mindset of limited supply. That's scarcity or the lack mentality, the lack state of mind. You believe there's not enough to go around. What if you were able to switch that to there's unlimited? I can have plenty. They can have plenty. We don't have to feel this way. That's the state of mind in abundance. That's where you bring in the things that you want. That's where you can manifest. And that's what we're talking about. That's what we want to do. So if you had all of these different things in life that are coming up with this Aquarius energy, what would you want to do? Because this energy is taking us to, are we achieving our goals? Have we set goals? Are we achieving them? Are we working it out? Do we need to restructure? And that's where Mercury retrograde right now can help you. It gives you a chance to reflect and it slows you down a little bit so you can edit, tweak, fine tune your goal. What if you need to? Sometimes that's a good thing. You got this goal and it slowed you down, and now, oh no, but it could be better. I could make it like this. So you don't want to look at when you feel like you're really ready to go and something slows you down that's wrong. No, don't feel like that. This is really, really good. So are we achieving our goals? That's a question to ask yourself. What goals do you want to set? This is a focus that I really want to help with the work that I do with energy. We want to help you strengthen manifesting skills this year because this is the year to create something new. And this is, if you can wrap, I guess a way to say it is wrap your brain around it, we are in a mind mental energy with Aquarius, but what if you just gave it a try? Why not? I mean, is scarcity and lack really working for you? It's scarcity and lack. So let's, what about shifting it over to abundance? I mean, what have you got to lose? Maybe not so much. Maybe it would be better. So that's what I'm thinking about. And I'm very passionate about helping you do this too. I'm excited about this. Are you living harmoniously in mind, body, and soul? Think about that. That would be balancing diet, self-care, health, exercise. What are you doing for you physically to stay in balance? The mind, meditation. What are you doing with the mindset? I mean, where is the mindset? And then your soul, are you listening to it? If we're listening to our soul, we're listening to our heart-centered passions. We are allowing time in our life to do the things we love that lift us. Yeah, it's taking us through all these things that we've talked about. None of this is new. It's not like you've never heard this before. But it's time to practice it. I mean, it really is. You know, it's been here for a long time, but now's the time to really put this under, get a grasp on it. You know, you can really do some things with your life with this. This is the year to really look at what you have to be grateful for as well. Gratitude is a big part of manifesting in law of attraction. When we can really stop and appreciate what we do have, it can be, I have something to eat, I have a roof over my head, I'm okay, I'm still here. Whatever that little small thing is, to try daily and find something to be grateful for, find as many things as you can be grateful for. That state of gratitude is tied directly into the abundance energy frequency I'm talking about. So gratitude is a great way to align with the abundance frequency. Now, if you have trouble finding something to be thankful for, why is that? These are questions to ask yourself, because this is a journey that you're going to take inside to actually listen to your soul. You're going to listen to, what are your passions? What is it you really want to do with your life this year? Did you achieve your goals last month that you wanted to do? Did you achieve them last week? Well, I've been achieving them. So, for example, with this that I'm doing for you that I'm working on, I wanted it out by yesterday, but a couple of more days is going to make it better. So I knew that Mercury retrograde was like, nope, yep, don't go. So you can do this. Let's do this part two. And some phenomenal information came through because I allowed it to slow down and not tried to force through. So you can have goals and the universe might go, yeah, that's a great goal. But instead of Monday, how about Wednesday or Thursday? You know, or how about another week or two? Things like that. Being okay with that can really be opening up your flexibility to work with the energy of the universe, so where it can support you with a flow of abundance that has an unlimited supply. This is good. Yes, this is very, very good. So we're going to get into this today because I get really excited about this topic. I love this topic because it always lifts me, even if I'm feeling like something's trying to weigh me down. And you'll notice it. You'll go, okay, I'm getting into this. And then something will come by and, you know, you feel like you just got knocked off the horse, so to speak. And now you're frustrated. It's like, oh, I was trying that abundance thing. And then this happened. Part of the abundance mindset is also how we allow life, which is going to continue to happen. It's not like life's not going to happen. It's how we handle it when it comes through that makes a huge difference. There's always something we can make a positive out of. It doesn't seem like it. I know some of the things can be the most difficult. I've been through plenty myself, but there is a way. There is a way. The angels, and I love working with angels, especially with this topic, but with all topics really. But with the angels, if you find that you're feeling defeated when you're trying to work with abundance energy, here's the thing that can happen. It can show you where the lack mentality is presenting in your life. And you're going, oh, I was doing positive and then this happened today. It's just showing you things from where your mindset was yesterday, so to speak. What we think today is how we create our tomorrow. Vice versa. We can't do anything about yesterday. You start by changing it now. But it also will point out, it's like, oh, you know what? If I got discouraged that quickly because something popped up unexpectedly, okay. So I'm quick to go right back to that. You see what I mean? Like, say, for example, you got yourself all excited and you're like, oh, I'm going to do this and do this and do this. But if we have it expecting it to be a certain way and we're not being flexible with it, then all of a sudden you have a water pipe bust or something in your house and you're like, oh, no, I had plans to do all these wonderful things. It's not that you can't do them. It's just that it got tweaked a little bit and life happens. Okay, that doesn't mean everything's ruined. Well, you know, I know water, stuff like that, but you know, it's an example. I'm trying to get you to think about it. I'm trying to get you to think about how you approach life, how you respond to things that happen, unexpected things in particular. Perfectionists, trust me, I know what that's like, can struggle with that sometimes because they want it to just be so-so. And then you need it to be flexible. I mean, it was happening to me today. I mean, looking at my preview screen before you see it, that I'm not seeing what you're seeing. So if you're seeing it, okay, I'm accepting it. I'm going with that. What would happen if I had been perfect about that? I would have gone, oh no, we can't do the show at all. I'm going to have to cancel. And then we wouldn't have had the show. We wouldn't be here together. I'm glad that we're here together. I don't need to see what you're seeing. I just wanted to make sure you could and that you could hear me actually more than even see. I wanted to make sure you could hear. That's me being flexible with the unexpected. See, you see what I'm saying with that? I hope you can understand what I mean. So let me take a moment and tell you a little bit about this Lunar New Year, okay? Because last year was the year of the rat in Chinese zodiac, and that brought change, new beginnings, things like that. But in this year, 2021, it's considered the year of the ox. And so what are the characteristics of an ox? Okay, this one, it likes to be methodical, likes to take methodical step by step, which is interesting because we were talking with Shamuel last week. Shamuel is going to help you with the one step at a time, Archangel Shamuel. This lines up right with it too. I discovered that this week, I had already planned to talk about the abundance today, but then I saw, oh, well, there's another one lining up. It's the year of the ox, if you look at it from there. And that's methodical steps instead of big giant leaps where you didn't look before you jumped. It's organized. You're moving forward, but one step at a time, just like we were talking about before. So slow, steady, balanced progress wins the race here. Okay, so then you have where you're paying attention to your finances. You are paying attention to, it's not a lack mentality. It's more, let me look at my budget. Let me make sure I'm not, you know, spending beyond my means. Let me make sure, is there a way that I can increase my bottom line into the positive here, you know, things like that. You're just actually going to take it more seriously and be a little bit more methodical. Like, let me just pay more attention to what I'm doing here. It's a very grounding energy that I feel with this ox energy, so to speak. They can be known to be stubborn, but they're also methodical and they slow it down and they go one step at a time. This is really going to help. There is a focus on finance in 2021. Which doesn't surprise me with everything we went through all of last year and we're still going through. It's a good time to connect with the abundance in your life, not just finance, abundance in everything. Health, wealth, yeah, all of it, that's finance. Relationships, it's all of it, the abundance in everything. The abundance of being happy, the abundance of everything you have. So starting with gratitude, that's going to be huge. And if you were really looking in this energy for the abundance energy to tune into that, this is a frequency, okay? As soon as you go into lack or skepticism or like, that never works out for me, that kind of thing, you're not going to be in that frequency. So this allows you to actually enjoy dreaming, thinking about the things that you really want to do, thinking about how you want to have your life go. I mean, it's actually wonderful. I mean, why not lift your spirits with something like this? Why not? I mean, is it really helping to think about all the things that could go wrong? That's your lack and scarcity and the fear base that will stop you from doing anything. And when we're talking about finances, we're not talking about being afraid to do anything with your money. It's more about being more aware of how it's coming and going. That's not being afraid to invest in what you want to do. It's more about just really being aware of what's going on here, paying attention, looking at how you might be able to improve things. And a vibrational field of abundance is knowing that there is unlimited supply for everybody. It's not second guessing it. It's not doubting it. It's about letting go of all your beliefs and fears of there's not enough. I don't have enough. I'm worried. I won't have enough. All that stress, that's all lower frequency. And it's not helping to be focused on it. But in the ox or the Archangel Shamuel one step at a time method, you're looking at it from an abundance frequency without the fear, the scarcity, the lack. It's more about, I'm going to sit here and look at this and let's see what we can do with this. Oh, we can tweak this and that. If you are open to doing that, you might be quite surprised what you can come up with. But don't deny yourself. Don't deny yourself that you have opportunities here. This is a big year of opportunities, innovation, creative outlets, a brand new way of doing things. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. So I want everybody to think about that for a moment. Think about what you could be thankful for as a way to connect with abundance. What can you do? How can you do that? One of the angels that came in for today's show, and I was talking about Shamuel, was the one step at a time, but Ariel also came in last week and comes in again this week. Archangel Ariel is about narrowing the focus and also the courage to listen to your heart, to listen to your passions, the courage to actually take a step forward in doing what you need to do to make changes. You may find that you just need to be stabilized and hold down what you do have. Being thankful for that. Sometimes it's that. Sometimes it's about, you know what? I could try this. I could do this different. I could do this. But you don't want to be afraid to try something. I find that if we're going through what we're going through with out there in the world today, There is a way to get through this. There is a way for this to become better. And we're all being given opportunity to really think about that. We're giving opportunity to, gosh, you know what? It can't go back to the way it was. We have to move forward. We absolutely have to move forward. There's a way to harness this abundance. And that's what I'm excited with the work that I'm trying to do and put out there for you. That's what I want to do. I want to lift you. But at the same time, you have to lift yourself. You have to be willing to do that. You have to be willing to do that. So I'm going to take a quick break, catch up and see what's going on over in the chat. We have the YouTube live chat open. And so if you have any questions, you can put them over there. We also have the phone lines open if you wanted to call in, 1-800-930-2819. This is good energy. This is exciting energy. This is the possibilities are unlimited energy. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen, and we will be right back after the break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no, or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
And welcome back to the show. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit more about how we can tap in and align with the frequency of abundance. So I wanted to say hello and welcome to everyone, everyone brand new. I see we have a new viewer over there. So welcome to the show and some familiar faces. And thank you guys for showing up. And I appreciate the help at the beginning of the show. I see Karen's talking about that she closed out a large block of toxic people. The same energy kept attacking me. I cleared it out. Now I have room for abundance. That's awesome. Good for you. She also saying what you said about lower energies. They really had it in for me, relentlessly attacking, probably because I was breaking away from that density. It does feel like that sometimes. I know that when you go to make a big change, like a mindset like this sometimes, or you're just trying to let go of things that need to fall out of your life, whatever it might be. Sometimes it feels like it tries to hang on when you're letting go, or it tries to reconnect. I know you know what I'm talking about. I know you guys know what I'm talking about. You're saying like, oh, I'm never going to get rid of this. Yeah, you will. Sometimes you just have to be more determined, be a little more stubborn like the ox. No, you're like, no, still not wanting to reconnect that, you know, no, we're not going to do that. And just staying with it. Don't give up on what you're trying to improve in your life. You do sometimes know, I noticed that too before. The first couple of times it happened to me, I was like, oh no, how is this ever going to work? But then I realized I'm just going to keep plugging away. And some of them were just anchored in tighter. If we were to look at energy as cords attached to us, some are stronger attachments than others, whether it's a relationship or a habit or an addiction or whatever it might be. Some are just anchored in tighter. They just need a little more chiseling. So you keep going, you keep chiseling. You keep, nope, not doing that again. And you just keep going. I've had some that I've had to just stay with it much longer than others. but it always does eventually detach. And here's the thing. Once you detach something like a cord of toxic energy, that whatever it is for you, and now you have this room and this freedom to fill that space with something different, you want to think about what you're doing. Is there habits or repetitive things that you need to change so you don't let it reattach again? Things like that. This is all about keeping your frequency different. So if you were to wake up every day, here's a great thing to do that helps with things like this. It strengthens and reinforces your intention to clean it up, you know, to clear out things and to align with this frequency of abundance. I love waking up every morning and seeing the sun come up over the horizon. I recognize that, oh, I'm here. I'm still here. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another day that I'm here. Thank you that, you know, and then at the beginning of your day, if you start with your thank yous and your gratitude for everything you have, and list as many as you can, make it a game if you have to. Okay, how many can I list today? Let me see as many as I can do. It starts your day off in the right direction. It starts your day off in a higher frequency. Then when things are coming along throughout the day, you already started up pretty high. If you were to do this daily, as soon as you wake up, give yourself a few minutes to just acknowledge that you're still here and what you have to be thankful for, kind of like watching the sunrise, or do them together simultaneously. I do that. I like to do that. I like to get up early before the sun rises. I am an early riser. I am. I love to be up before the sun rises because I literally love watching it come up over the horizon when it's just starting to lighten up outside. I love that. It always makes me smile. These are ways, these are examples. This is something that I do, but you could share and do that too. And using gratitude is one of the easiest ways to help yourself align with the frequency of abundance. If you're doing it on a regular basis, daily, it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to stay in it. It's a lot easier for the manifesting. It's a very simple way to do it. And you have to understand that this is not going to keep things from happening that happen. Life happens, like I said, but will change the approach that you have. You'll find, well, okay, wasn't expecting that, but that was actually a good thing. Now we've got one that's better, or we found a better way to do it. I mean, this is a positive attitude toward adjusting with life. Life isn't smacking you around when you have a different mindset approach to it like that. You're healthier, you're happier. You find ways to be happy no matter what's going on, because it's a state of mind we're talking about here. This Aquarius energy is really having us dig into that and look at what we can do. Now, another part of this energy that's going on here is with the ox. If you were looking at that astrology, the ox is it's a metal. It's more of a yin energy, and it's got this creativity about it. But it's also, because it's a metal is rigid, it's also about the control that we try to keep over something. It's about releasing the control of which way it's going to flow, because we really do miss out on a lot of our opportunities when we try to control every little aspect of that. Just like today with the example I gave you of the show. And, you know, you're looking to flow and create in the universe, with the universe, aligning with the abundance, because you can be quite surprised when you're in the state of mind with abundance, when you don't have that fear of there's not enough. You also don't have a fear of just trying to hold on to everything either. You don't feel like you have to control everything. But at the same time, you're grounded and you're aware and you have a plan. You're organized with it. That's really different. So if I asked Ariel about this, because we have a lot of people out there that are trying to figure it out with finances or a job, or we have people out there trying to figure it out with relationships. This is the month of Valentine's, so that there, that energy is there. Venus has got some strong energy out there right now. But it's also about what can we do to improve them, change them, which ones need to go. And we're not focusing on what is wrong with somebody else here. We're focusing on what we need to make our frequency lift. You're taking that, the focus isn't on what somebody else is doing as much as it is, what can you do to improve your life and what would be better for you? What would be more suited for you? When you're full and busy with that, you don't have time to be worrying about what everybody else is doing like that. That's their choice in their life, in their decisions. That's they're responsible for their life. You're responsible for yours. And there's a lot about that. You know, you're going, oh, you know, I didn't think about that. Because if you get all caught up in all those things that you feel you don't approve of or everything else that somebody else has got going on, you've just completely lost the abundance alignment. You're not in the abundance alignment. You're about everything that could go wrong. You want to flow in harmony with these energies. Let them carry you, but you're also going to be taking action and be proactive. One of the other things that I love about abundance energy is you're not afraid to try something new. You will be more likely to finally get that project off the ground, finally make those choices that will help you change jobs or start up something that you've been wanting to do, leave one relationship or start the other ones, or fine tune what you want in a relationship. A relationship can be work related. It can be personally related. But what is it that you want? When you are in an abundance energy frequencies, you're not afraid to make those choices, say yes or no where you need to. Yeah. I mean, abundance isn't about like not saying no and letting people walk off. It's not like that. This is not the same thing. This isn't about just letting people walk all over you or doing the same thing you did before. It's about, no, that's, yeah, I'm going to make these choices and you're confident in them. Yeah, you'll be less likely to actually just go with something that somebody else wants, even if that's not what you want. We do that when we don't want to rock the boat or we don't want to upset or, you know, we're people pleasing, so to speak. This is a mixed bag right now with the energies out there because there needs to be humanitarian group effort, obviously, for things to get better. And at the same time, we need to stand up and be truthful with ourselves about where we want to be and what we want in our lives and what we don't want in our lives. But instead of focusing on what you don't want, focus more on what you do. And when you take that focus and shift it to, yeah, no, I can do this. Like say you want to be more organized with your finances, or you really want to go after the job that feels right for you, or, you know, things like that. If you were focusing on all the things that weren't going well in the one that you're currently in, or the way you're currently going about something, you have no room to think about where you do want it to go. This is one of the things that the angels have been really strongly reminding me of to share with you, but also remind me to make sure I'm doing in my own life too, to make sure that that's what I'm doing. Because we've had all these, we felt like we were being held back a lot last year. We felt like, well, you know, is this ever going to move and shift? Oh yeah. Talk about a lot of things getting broken down into the basics so we could figure it out and restructure completely from the ground up is what it's been feeling like. And but it's for the better. It is. It feels lighter when you just allow it. It's like, you know what, this is really different and I don't know this or that, but you know, I'm going to go figure it out and learn. Oh, gosh, we're growing when we're out of the comfort zone. Yes, that goes with any kind of job or anything. In in that, I'm going to answer a question that Maddie put out on the show there. She is asking about a job and guidance. It's funny because you always show up right when we're talking about these things. I love how synchronicities do. A lot of the audience does that. But you're looking to narrow your focus on what is the priorities here? Is the priority, you're looking at your priorities. Ariel will be very helpful for you in narrowing your focus on what to do about job, work, career, all that stuff. The next steps are narrowing the focus, believe it or not. You need to bring it down and prioritize. It's like triaging a list. If you had to list everything that needs to happen, this is going to be good for anybody in any situation, honestly. If you could list everything that needs to happen in order for the next steps or the job to happen, what would they be? Which one needs to come first? There's your one step at a time with Shamuel. And Ariel is like narrowing that focus. You need to focus on that one step at a time instead of looking 10 steps ahead that you're not ready for yet. That happens a lot when people are trying to manifest something in their life. I know what that feels like because I get really excited about big projects and you want to think big. You may have long-term goals. You have long-term goals, and then you have steps you've got to take before you get there. This energy helps us, okay, that's the long-term goal, this big whatever it is at the end. I got to pull back and look at where I am right now, and I'm not ready for that long-term goal till all of these other things are in place. That is literally the energy right now for all of us creating something brand new in this world, in this year. Under this energy, so much Aquarius energy, my goodness. In stability, let's talk about the stability a little bit. Stability is important. That's in relationships, partnerships, work-related, whatever. Is it stable or is it all over the place? You have to ask yourself and be honest with yourself about your individual situations. We're all having to do this. You don't want to be, it's okay now. It just happens every now and then. But what is that doing to your state of mind if you're always walking on an eggshell if something isn't working out for you? Or is it working out? And maybe it needs more nurturing energy. Maybe it needs your time. Maybe you need to listen more, things like that. Mercury retrogrades are reminding us about are we listening? It's a communication one. Are we listening? Are we listening to our heart-centered choices? Heart-centered choices, do we need to make those heart-centered choices? Are we listening to the passions of our heart and our soul? Self-care is important. But honestly, this thing about going so fast that you are skipping steps, that's not going to work with this energy. You really want to slow it down. That's why the energy is coming in the way it is. It helps us to lay out a plan that will have a stable foundation moving forward. Think about it. I know we get excited and we want it like yesterday. And we are moving in that direction quite quickly because a lot of things had to be disrupted for us to be in this state where we're creating all these new things. Do you really think they would have if it hadn't have been disrupted the way it did? I don't know. I don't know, but I feel like it does motivate us. Okay, we got to find something better. And that's looking at it from a positive point of view instead of everything that's wrong. That's looking at, okay, a lot of stuff's happened. What can I do to make the most of this? Ariel is a very focused mindset. That this angel is wonderful for that. I mean, if you struggle with focus or stopping the mind chatter because you're trying to do too many things at once, ask this angel to just, you know what? I need to ground and slow it down so I can go one step at a time here. You might be one that needs to write things down and give yourself reminders, have an organized list. Okay. If it's like that, but the way you find stability in the mind is meditation helps to clear out energy, but also just journaling, having a plan, working it out, you know, getting organized with it. If it's all over the place, or if when you're around some energies that just scatter you, why do we keep going into those situations? Maybe it's time for us to shift that up. Are we afraid? When you're in abundance frequency, you're not afraid to make the changes that you need to do. You're not afraid to go for it. You're not afraid because you're worried there won't be anything to support it. Because guess what? You'll be organized. You'll have your plan. You'll be grounded. And everything will lay out. You will have what you need to move forward because you took responsibility and you're looking at it. You're not afraid to look at what needs to be changed. You're not afraid to do the changes that need to happen in order to have what you need. So it's just this big cycle. It's really cool. I know I'm talking a lot about stuff that's like, okay, wait, I'm trying to wrap my brain around that. Yes, there's a plan of action that will be necessary for this. On a personal level, you don't want to forget about your self-care. You don't want to forget about grounding, clearing energy, eating right, exercise, meditation. Meditation, I'm telling you, it's got to be a priority right now. It really does. It needs to be where you take a minute and you settle. It's so important. Mental energy. This is a lot of mental energy with Aquarius energy. But we can do so much with it. It's creative energy. It's thought-provoking. It takes it deeper so you can get it organized. And you might get in there and find that it's just disrupting the whole cart because there was no foundation to anchor into that would support what you're trying to do. Believe it or not, that's a good thing that you're starting to become aware of that if that's your situation. Not everybody would feel that, but when you have to go, okay, wow, this is all over the place. And don't get overwhelmed. I know it can be overwhelming. That's where your one step at a time will come in because it's overwhelming to try to multitask too many things. And then you feel like, wait, did I remember to do this? Did I remember to do that? Multitasking can happen if you're grounded, but we need to pull it back a little bit right now and slow it down so we can methodically have an approach and a plan of action that's more stable, that has a structure that will support you moving forward. I hope that's making sense. Oh, you're welcome, Maddie. Karen's moving to Shasta. Life is improving. That's awesome. That's really awesome. Shadana, is this retrograde conjuring up exes? Actually, history, past, yeah, because it's about relationships. I thought I cut cords with this relationship. Well, here's the thing that can happen with that, because sometimes I've been asked that before, because sometimes you feel like you cut something and then something pops back up. Then there's something to heal with it. So you want to ask, what is it that I need to heal? Is it something that I'm not seeing? These are the things that you would look at, because yes, a retrograde brings up the past. We have a strong Venus and it's also in a square, I believe, with Uranus, which is like changing it up and, you know, upsetting it a little bit. So it is bringing in relationships if you looked at it from astrology. But at the same time, there's ways to heal through that. So anybody that's going through that, you may feel that this month, it does bring up to where we need to review them, look at them. It's not that they're coming up to come back in unless you chose that, but they may pop up. Sometimes it's just a memory. They don't pop up literally. It's just a memory. Or I've had people telling me lately in the last couple of weeks, the dreams are crazy and they would be from the past and things like that. And it's like, yeah, it's reflection. It's reflection on what was and what can I learn from what was to do better tomorrow. That's what it's all about, honestly. not to reconnect it if it's not for you, because you're a very different person than you were then. What can you learn from why it came up? They're just reflective points. I hope that made sense. We have a good crowd in there today. Goodness, a lot of people. Is that making sense? I hope so. We have a lot of energy here that is going to bring up things that you may not want to look at or review or revisit. But when you're in an abundance frequency, you're not afraid to do that. You're not afraid to do it. You're going to look at it and find what you can do to make it better. Well, okay. You know what? I can do this better in future relationships or my current relationship versus the way I was before, things like that. That's usually a big one for most people. Like, what could I do better? I have learned, you know, I don't want to be like that. Or what can you do? What can I do to not attract the same things over and over again? Things like that, that don't match what you want. I mean, sometimes it's not about, you know, the other person being, you know, bad or the problem. It's more, it's just not an alignment for where you're trying to go in life. But what can we learn from that? So there's a lot here going on in this energy. It's heady. I know, heady. Yeah, I feel like that. It's very spiritual. It's very exciting. It's very expansive. It wants us to create, but then at the same time, it feels like we have a little bit of a tether on to slow us down and make us wait for it. But that's just the retrograde. And that's only 3 weeks. Okay. Because once we come out of the retrograde, it moves. It moves. Now's the time to get your plan of action in place. And we have a new cycle that's coming up around the corner. So this is the time to do it. That's what I'm trying to put out there for you guys. I hope that's making sense to you. We're getting close to the end of time. Does anybody else have any questions? Put them out. I got a couple of more minutes. If there's anything else I can answer. Let me see. I thought there was something else I wanted to tell you. Don't feel that. Oh, this, I did want to address this. Some of this energy could feel like you want to dig your heels in and not budge on certain things. What you want to do with that, because intuition will come into play, you want to ask yourself, is this coming from a fear-based thought or because I know this is the way I want to go and this is right for me? Make sure if you're digging your heels in and you're being stubborn in an area, you're like, no, I'm not budging on this. This is what I want to do. Make sure you understand why you feel that you need to dig your heels in. Is that making sense? I hope so. That's a big deal. I wanted to make sure I reminded everybody about that. Remember, for the month of February, it's pretty much going to really benefit you to work with Archangel Shamuel one step at a time, Archangel Ariel to narrow the focus on that one step, to have gratitude daily to lift your frequency to align with the abundance frequency, because then you'll be making decisions and seeing things with a perspective of you'll have the hope, you'll have the opportunities. We don't see opportunities in things happening when we're thinking from a lack or scarcity. When you're looking at things in the abundance frequency, you'll find that challenges come through, they still happen. But you'll see like, you know what, that's an opportunity. Oh, wow, didn't see that coming. But you know what, we could do this or that. You see opportunities, you see potential, you see possibilities. You find your way to something better. That's abundance. An abundant mindset is healthier, happier, can find the opportunities, is not afraid to take a step toward the possibilities that can make life better. Not afraid to say no where they need to say no. The fear isn't in the way. Fear just locks everything up. And that's going to be more aligned with scarcity or lack. So I see one more thing quickly. I got to go quick. He's trying to reconnect. I need to be honest and communicate that it won't happen. I have to be honest in my communication. That helps a lot. Yeah, you just, you know, it's like say, no, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. If that's not for you, then it's not for you. You got to be upfront and honest. Upfront and honest. I know one time I moved to a brand new neighborhood and I promised myself, be honest as you meet people and make new relationships about who you are and what you aren't. And, you know, when I, you know, especially, you know, sometimes you feel like, oh, they think you're one of those woo-woo people. I'm like, this is who I am, like it or not. And I wasn't rude about it. I just was like, no, this is who I am, because I didn't want to build relationships on something false. And I'm sharing that with you because that's the state of abundance as well. Like, no, I'm doing this. This is what's right for me. This is what I'm doing. So I got to go. I'm down to 10 seconds. I love you guys. And I will see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.